Good morning, everybody. It's time for a cup of coffee with... Good morning, listeners.
Good morning, listeners!
Oh, a musical greeting. That's very melodic. Where have you been practicing singing?
Yep. All kinds of songs.
Have you been learning music anywhere?
With Annalie.
With Annalie? Why don't you tell us about that?
A red blood cell is a cell.
A red blood cell? What's that have to do with music?
We were going to talk about red blood cells on our show, remember?
Okay, red blood cells it is.
Okay, a red blood cell is a big, 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 big cell that flows around in arteries and veins. Veins are blue, arteries are red, you know.
Okay, and what does a red blood cell do?
It only consists for one thing.
What does it only exist for?
No, it only does one thing.
What does it do?
To bring live oxygen to cell whenever and whatever he needs it.
So it brings oxygen to cells, huh? Well, that sounds like a really important job. Where do we get our red blood cells from?
We get them from arteries and veins.
What's the difference between an artery and a vein?
Well, the difference is that veins are not the same color as arteries, because arteries are blue.
No, arteries are red.
No, arteries are red. Veins are blue.
Okay. So, why are they a different color?
The artery is a different color. Same as the vein.
But why? Why is it red and blue?
I mean,
You don't know, do you?
It's because that something called a white blood cell goes on and tracks out the red blood cells. And when it's old, liver will break it down. And in red color will end up as the yellow in urine.
All right, now you've gotten completely confused. I think that the blood in the arteries is red because it has oxygen in it, and after it's been delivered to the cells and it doesn't have any more oxygen to carry, it goes back up through the lungs to pick up more oxygen, and when it goes back up to the heart, it's in a vein. So the red is the outbound lane and the blue is the inbound lane. Like, one is going away from the heart and carrying oxygen and stuff to the cells, and one is coming back to get more oxygen and to carry to the cells. And as far as white blood cells, I think that, they have a lot to do with the liver, but they're everywhere. They're all over the place for white blood cells. And they are there to fight off infections and to attack invaders in your body. They're like your Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines. Your defense forces are made up of white blood cells.
But wait, the white blood cells do another thing. Actually, they bring air to the arteries.
No, the red blood cell brings the air.
Wait,
white blood cells don't really carry anything.
What do we carry anything?
Well, they carry out viruses and bacteria and invaders of your body, and they attack them and destroy them, or they surround them and carry them out to the renal system, which is the liver and the kidneys. So when they go through the liver and the kidneys, it takes all that waste and puts it out. Those are like your filters.
Yeah.
They clean your system.
But there's something called bacteria.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, your body is more bacteria than it is cells.
Yeah.
There's more bacteria in you than there is you.
And viruses are not alive because they depend on cells, you know.
Viruses are not alive because they depend on cells? What else do you know about viruses?
Well, the cell is the most basic unit of life. You know.
Yes.
It has... there's every living thing is made of a cell.
How many?
Well, there's stuff in the cell. And there's something.
What's the stuff in the cell?
Well, there's something called DNA that loops all around it. Which is where the organelles and the cell membranes are. And animal cells have no cell wall, like the plant cells do.
You really know your stuff, man.
Yeah.
I didn't learn about cell walls and organelles until I was in junior high. You're not even in proper school yet.
Yeah, I learned all of this from all of these squib stuff.
And different books, I imagine.
Yeah. Well, since cells do a lot of stuff, there's just one more thing cells do.
What is that?
Cells pump the membranes and make the DNA loop around.
That's called a helix, a double helix. It's like a twisted up ladder. And the ladder, the rungs of the ladder, the like steps on the ladder, are the genes.
Yeah, and it got this red blood cell to carry oxygen to cell whenever he needs it from my biology book.
Well, that's awesome. Well, hey, we're almost out of time, and this has been an incredibly informative show. Special shout-outs?
To Mama, Colin, and Lacey, and Love, and Brad, and Josie, and Brenda, and Josie, our surprise.
And Grandmother, and Godmother, and Lisa, and Lori,
and don't forget
Colin. Yeah. And all our friends and family that we love so much, Aunt Lori, Uncle Dave, and the Detroit Red Wings. Go Red Wings!
Go Red Wings!
And go Giants! Giants.
Go Giants! Go Giants, go! Go Giants, go!
We love
go,
you. Giants, everybody go. Love everybody.
Go Giants, go!